did in my generation. We never had any of these big, long philosophical talks about it. About every, you know, everything was a big, big deal, big project. It's all about their inner thoughts and their soul and their spirits and their, they all, oh, come on. I thought of it.
But tell me what you can remember about the whole work process. Were most of the women on your, on the private plane you were working on, or most of the crew women, or
yes,
were there some
yeah.
men?
There were some men, but most of them were women. Yeah, everywhere you went, there were mostly women. See, that's why, well, the women didn't start until recently, what, no, 10 years or so, to get above themselves. But at that time, I thought after the war, I thought, gee, yeah, they wanted all the women because the more people they hired, the more money they made and all this stuff. And then besides, they needed manpower and they couldn't get manpower, so they had women. And then when the war was over, they said, all right, girls, fade away.
Did you from the very beginning have notions that that's what was going to happen?
Oh, no. No, I didn't think about that. You know, I don't think I ever thought much about well, the war is going to end sometime. You know, it just seemed like this was the war and this was it, and that was nothing was going to change. It was like the Depression. Through the Depression, you know, you never thought, well, this is going to be over someday. You just thought, this is it. This is the way of life. You just had to scrub along under the Depression. I don't know if we thought it would never be any better, but we didn't think much about it, and that was the way with the war. Of course, we knew that it had to be over sometime. All these poor guys weren't getting slaughtered just for nothing, just to go on forever. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't thought much about what it would be like.
How did you feel? You said that you always, if you were going to do it,
yeah, I liked it all right. I've always liked every job I've ever had.
Did you think of this as something that you
I didn't think
to
of it now. I didn't think it would be a career or anything. But I liked doing it well, as long as, you know, I felt I could do it all right.
Did you say that you started as a riveter, but then you kept changing around? How your work went?
I started to work at nights because it was the best way for my children. I don't know why. I think I worked days for a while. They told me they transferred me to days. They were always shifting people all around, and so they told me I had to work days. By that time, I was working in an office. I was doing sort of an inventory. They kept a sort of perpetual inventory of parts and supplies and everything. And that job, I asked for that job. I went to personnel and asked for that job. Yeah, because I remember I was interviewed by a Mr. Jacobs, who was a big man in the movies. He was a movie producer or something. I saw him one time after in a picture himself.
Why did you want to?
I just thought, you know, I guess I got kind of tired of that, and I thought it would be nice to get back to my old desk. And so I asked for something, and that's what they gave me. And then they transferred me to days. They told me I had to work days.
Well, how long had you worked riveting then before you?
I don't know, a year, I suppose, or so. And then working days, that wasn't so good. I forget how. I know it was getting up in the morning. I would have to leave early. Yeah, and then they didn't go to school sometimes. Well, my second child, oldest boy, and Kathleen, my youngest daughter, they didn't. And, then it was terrible anyway. I was always dragging around. So I asked to be transferred to Knights, and a union man, union steward, in that part of the shop, smoke falling and everything. So it was a hardship. I couldn't work days. So they put me back again on Knights.
But still clerical.
Yeah, it was still clerical work. And I was the... It was something different, though, because I remember I had a calculator. It was something about the inventory, mm-hmm. the supplies or something, because they used to have this metal, cut in all weird sizes and shapes and everything, that monks can eat. And that's why I had this calculator, because you had to... 130 pieces of metal, 1.5 inches.
Oh, you had a calculator for the square.
The square
footage.
And then the cost.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Were you actually out
of the cost? No, this was in an office.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember where it was in relation to the other, to the plant, that part of the plant.
How did you feel about moving out of the production area in terms of being part of the whole process?
Well, I guess by that time I was probably tired of it or something. I don't know, because I know I wanted to get out of there and to get into something else.
But before I ask you more about the work, Kathleen, it dawns on me as you talk about your children. Can you talk about that a little bit? That's very unusual.
Is it? Well...
Well, it's particularly for a woman, a daughter to be named after the mother. Men always name their children after themselves, and they're called juniors. But for women, it's not
their name. Well, my first child, a girl, Grace, she was named for her grandmother, my mother-in-law. And then the next one was a boy, and I wanted to name him... John, I think. And my husband said, sure, anything, whatever you want. And then he came to the hospital and he said, well, what's the matter with Kenneth? And then I knew he wanted him, I said, nothing, that's fine with me. So that's how he was named. And then my youngest daughter was born, I was going to name her Janet. Janet. And my husband had four younger brothers, and the next one to him was married at that time, and they had but anyway, the other brothers and the sister-in-law, and they decided that her name was going to be Kathleen, and they came to the hospital, and they told me, we're calling the baby Kathleen. I said, no, you're not, I'm calling.
Wasn't your choice.
No. I have a lot of babies named for me. I don't know if they're named for me, but they like my name. I have nieces. All of my sister's children's kids. My brother-in-law's kids.
What's a good Irish name?
The guy I used to ride with on the streetcar when I used to go to work. His wife was having a baby, and he told me about the baby. And he said, and her name is Kathleen. My insurance man in Connecticut. I think, gee, that must be. And I never heard the. I never liked my name. I thought it was terrible because nobody else had a name like that. Even in South Boston, which is all Irish, nobody else had the name Kathleen. They used to call me Catherine. I used to hate that even worse.
Did daughter called, and what would you call her since you both had the same name?
Well, I call her Kathy. Kathy. And the other, yeah, they call her Kathy.
And what would people call, like what your daughter?
Oh, would yeah. No, they, well, they used to call them, both the same, but I don't know, she was a baby, you know, and she wasn't very old when we left there and came here, and they knew who each, everybody knew. And then the youngest one, Bill, was named for his grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law's husband. Well, my husband's father. Well, he died before I even knew him.
You hadn't thought about naming any of the boys after your father.
No, my father's name was George, and I don't know. I don't like that name too well. But Bill's middle name is Lang. My mm-hmm. name was Lang.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathleen's middle name is Reynolds. That was my mother's name. Mm-hmm. So that's the only way my family ever got into the act.
Before you tell me more about the clerical work in your life, your family, and social life during the period, do you recall other things about the work, your production work?
No, that's the only thing I did there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I, you know, I asked to transfer, I must have asked because they'd never, I don't think they'd ever transfer you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was keeping an inventory. It was
stock. It wasn't like in the tool crib, though.
No, mm-hmm. I think it was one of those, and makeup jobs, whatever they call them, because there were files, you know, these files were, archives were flat, you know, not this way.
Mm-hmm.
There were those flat files, and we just had, and then we get a bunch of papers, I guess, like from the tool cribs and those things. It's places where they went to get their supplies. Same thing as I did later, so many pieces of metal and blah, 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 and then you had to enter it on these cards.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing.
How did you feel about that in comparison to the riveting?
Well, I thought that was a job that they just, what do they call those jobs? I don't know, I forget what it's called. You know, they just make it up to put somebody to work. And that's what it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next job I had where I did the calculating, that was called production control or something like that. And it was more or less the same thing because everybody else would be, and I just look at this thing. You see, I was really good at math. I just look at this thing. I never touch that. I never do anything on the calculator. Because after a while, I was there, I don't know how long, I was there doing this work and everything, and the supervisor came and told me, show this to a girl, you know how to use the calculator. I didn't know how to use it. I knew they showed me, but I'd forgotten. I said, gee, I don't think I know how to use it. He said, what have you been doing? I said, oh, I don't use that thing. I can do it quicker in my head.
How did he
react? He said, all right, if you can do it.
Tell me what your friendships were like among the other women in the first, in when you were in production, and then when you went into the clerical job.
Well, we didn't, we weren't friends outside of work, you know. We were only friends in the plant. And we had, you know, we went to lunch together, and then I guess didn't we get breaks? We must have got coffee. I think coffee breaks were going around at that time. I don't remember having a, yeah, I guess they did, blow a whistle or something, and you could stop, but you couldn't go anywhere because you only had a few minutes for a break. And then we just talked. And there was a couple of girls worked with me there in the plant that were, and they taught me the alphabet. I don't know it now.
But you were, and so you would understand if they signed?
Yeah, they taught me the alphabet because I was going to try to talk to them. Otherwise, they just, you know, they want that, or, you know, whatever. They just kind of made signs.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, it was marvelous. So they used to talk to each other and laugh and everything. I used to think, oh, that's great. So I, you know, I would say to them, you know, I'd see her do something, and I'd say, show me. And so then they gave me a card with the alphabet on it, and so I learned the alphabet. And then I'd try to talk to them, and I'd start to say, each letter, you know, D-I-D-Y-O-U, did you? And then they'd say, yeah, they'd answer me. And I'd say, no, I didn't know what those were. We communicated anyway, fine, this is really great, we really communicated. It's marvelous what those people can do.
How old were they?
Oh, well, they were about my age. Oh, they were, I guess, younger than me.
Uh-huh.
I think they were younger.
How old the other women in their 20s? What were they like?
Well, they were, most of them were about my age. Or maybe younger, and some of them I got very friendly with. You know, when we go to lunch, we'd talk and tell our problems, tell about our kids, how terrible our kids were,
Is that what you would mainly talk about? Would be your
yeah, that's about all, because there wasn't much else to talk about, you know. None of us had, I guess, as far as I could figure out, none of us had any social life of any kind, because you worked so hard and you were tired and there were no men available, so that there wasn't anything much to do.
Were they single parents, or were they...
Oh, some of them were. Some of them, there was one girl, she had two little children. But her husband worked in the plant, too. I don't know why he wasn't in the store. Why wasn't that guy? I don't know what, you know, the reason was that he... I guess if you worked in the plant, you got excused from the service, whatever it was called. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then there were this older woman with the son that made all that money in the Red Cross. And there was another girl she had children almost, so she must have been my age, but she had children, I think, about my age, of mine, two children. And her husband also worked for Lockheed. Well, of course, he would have been a little older. He would have been old, over the draft age. All right, he's all right. And then the others, you know, come and go. And they were all young women. Most of them.
Much, any women who were quite a bit older, like in their 50s?
No, there was a couple of men that I remember thinking, gee, they said, although I wasn't all that young, but they were old. But I don't know, I don't remember who they were or what they did or anything. But most of the men were, well, men in their 40s, mm-hmm. any men that were around there.
How about very young women, like 18, 20-year-olds?
Yeah, there was... Where did I work with? I guess in the office, there were some girls that were very young. Because I remember thinking... They should be sharp about, you know, in math, because they just out of school, still going to school maybe, but they weren't. They were dumb about math.
Did they talk about an active social life? Because for young women, you have this notion of these glamorous,
well,
parties,
I guess,
dating,
yeah.
During the war years.
Yeah, I imagine they probably had a lot of social life, but they didn't talk about it much. Well, you know, the kid 18, I was old to her,
mm-hmm.
so what would she talk to me about? You know, they probably talk among themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But But once in a while, I used to go out to a... It must have been with somebody at work, because I didn't know anybody else. Because I can remember going, oh, my sister, I forgot she was around. I guess sometimes I went with my sister to the theater or something. And they were always, all, but the whole city, you know, was full of these men. There were men coming out of your ears. They were all, you know, young kids in the service. And they would, anywhere my sister and I went, you know, there was always some fellas would come and talk to us and try to pick us up and everything. And I thought, gee, well, I think the young girls must be having a ball.
Did you ever take anyone up?
Oh, no. No, one night there was this soldier who talked to us, and I think we bought him a drink or something, and said to him, he had been in Boston, and he talked about that. And so when we were leaving, he said, hope he was kind of high by that time. He started slobbering over me. He said, "Are you going to meet me next week?" I said, "Sure, I'll meet you next week. Right here, next Saturday night, for sure." That was the nearest I ever came to picking anybody up.
How about, did you study
your
dance?
No, I would have loved to, but there was no place to dance. We used to have music. We had music at Lockheed at lunch hours. The King's Sisters. One of the King's Sisters was married to a band leader. Dino Ray, I think his name was. He was one of the big bands. Well, he used to come there and play at lunchtime. Well, most of the band worked there because when they'd be playing, you'd see they were up on this platform playing. You'd see their keys would be hanging, their tool keys, toolbox keys or whatever.
Would there be dancing or just?
No, there wasn't. Well, because there was no men. Yeah, that was a bad time. Well, I never realized. No, I didn't even realize it then, how much men meant. Now I think, oh, that was awful. No men. Of course, there's no men now either. My daughters are always complaining about that.
But you didn't, for instance, think about going to the USO for dances?
No, because, well, I had thought sometimes, gee, that would be great. I'd go on a good dancer, and I'd go and dance with, I'd dance with anybody that... But you could see that, you know, you saw that on the movies and everything. There was always a crowd of women there. They seemed like they always had enough people to dance with. And they always had a lot of movies. I don't know if they really did actually at the USO. But what we heard about was that there were a lot of movie stars there. I thought, I'm not going to compete with them.
You're not just a 39-year-old.
Yeah, they know who's going to be bothered with me when there's some, you know, they can dance with that tool of banging or something.
Tell me, you mentioned the music during lunch hour.
Yeah.
What other kinds of activities and services did Lockheed have that you used?
Oh, they had all kinds of sports. Mm-hmm. But they had, what do you call that, square dancing. I never liked that because I thought, that's not, they don't dance, they just walk around. And I never cared about that, so I don't belong to that. But I did belong to a riding club. I learned to ride. We used to go up into Griffith Park and ride before work at night.
Oh,
in the
evening?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
you
nice.
You know, we went to work at 11 o'clock, so... We went to, I think the Pickwick stables out of the, wherever it is.
And this would be all Lockheed employees?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you make friends through those kinds of activities?
I made friends with some of those people, but not, I never, when I made friends with people at work, that was it. I never saw them afterwards. I left them at work. Now that I know, I'm not making a mistake. Except,
so, for instance, you might see them riding.
Yeah. People I saw. Well, the people I saw writing were not the people I saw in the plant or at work. They worked for Lockheed, but somewhere else. They happened to be other people. And then, but there was two women I made friends with that I saw afterwards. I saw, not afterwards, but saw outside of work. I don't know what we ever did. Oh, one girl had a party of a barbecue in her yard one time, and I went to that, and the other girl, I used to go over to visit her and sometimes stay all night with her at, when my sister-in-law would keep an eye on my kids, you know, I'd stay with her. Just, you know, friends, nothing, no excitement.
Were these women that were your age?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And with children?
Yeah, with this one girl that I used to go to visit, she just had one little girl. They were in the plant, but they did some kind of clerical work. I don't know what exactly they did, because then later on I got another job. I don't know what I can't think what I was doing. I had it in the plant. I had a desk and a telephone in the plant, and this telephone was a direct line to the other plant. Number one, I think they called it. Anyway, whatever. And what I used to, these people that used to come to me with orders for supplies, for parts, for metal, and so forth. And then I called this over to that plant and told them, oh, I don't know, what were they doing? But anyway, that's a job I had. I talked to these other people in the other plant all the time, and that was a kind of a nice job. I don't know. I suppose at the time I knew exactly what they were doing, but now it sounds like, well,